Debbing Arewa-Packer in for our weekly kōrero, of course, with the party Māori. She's in Wellington. A bit of nervousness for anyone who's in the capital, to be honest. At the moment, seems that there were some visitors across over the weekend. One of them has tested positive for COVID. Maybe all have, in fact. And they were here as tourists from New South Wales. Considering a lockdown in the capital, it would seem. Debbie, Tenakwe, you guys a bit anxious down there today?
To be honest, we're only sort of getting all the events because, as you know, we in the previous government had a cross-party committee that was set up around the COVID, which we've been asking the minister for. So we're all sort of getting this information as you know, when everyone else is getting it. I think the concern really is, are we doing too much too soon? And, you know, we've always erred on the side of caution as Māori because we are, if it gets into our communities, we're worse affected. So, yep, still getting all the information. I think, you know, just saying to everybody to be cautious. I see masks have gone on a lot more in the main street at the moment. But, you know, I think there's been a complacency with COVID because it's, you know, it's the world's moving on. So I think we just need to be really cautious for our whānau, kia mātara, you know.
Fair enough. We'll find out more, no doubt, as the day unfolds. Look, I spoke earlier in the week with Chris Whaafoi. He says it's time to rewrite what's a 66-year-old adoption law that doesn't, in fact, take into account, well, our traditional practices and the rights of people who whangai. No doubt you're aware of the interest in tweaking that legislation. What would you say of some of the important aspects that need to be considered? You've no doubt mixed with heaps of people who've been raised in whangai situations, Debbie.
I think first and foremost, you know, any tweaking that goes on with legislation is, you know, we will always check and hold it to task. You know, is it respecting our role in under te tiriti? And you know, how does that match it there in our values? I think that's the challenge that we always have for, you know, any government, but particularly the conversations that we've had. Sorry, I'm just moving away from a builder. The conversations that we've had is, are they, you know, how does this bring in value and recognise our role under te tiriti, our uniqueness as tangata whenua, and how do we preserve that from a starting point? So there's still a lot of detail to come out, but certainly, you know, that will be our lens on it, really from the tangata whenua lens.
For people who whangai kids, and you know, actually the term means to feed, so it has a different connotation. They often don't have any legal status. Do you think that that needs to be addressed?
Well, again, you know, therein lies the issues, is that, you know, our tikanga and how we do things at the marae, for us, you know, often have more traction and more significance to us than you know, LAW. You know, it is consistently bringing about that rebalance, that reset, as Aotearoa ho, and I think, you know, we hopefully are making that stance known. It has to be, any legislation that's been done has to underpin the tones and how we as whānau are. You know, we've got three whānau in my whānau. I have a whānau son as well, and, you know, there's a lot to that, and I don't know when you last experienced how hard it is to do whangai tanga and adoption under entities like Oranga-Tamariki. It's horrific and doesn't respect our values at all. So I'm hoping that there's going to be good, strong debate. And most importantly, kōrero and engagement and guidance from us as tangata whenua and those who are really proficient with how difficult it can be. And for us, you know, my kui, you know, a lot of our rangatira at our marae are whangai, and in fact were treated better because of the absolute privilege to manaaki. You know, it was more than just feeding, it was to manaaki, you know, to bring into your bosom and to add to your ukaipō. So,
What's the hot mutty for you in the week ahead, Debbie?
Today I'm receiving a petition for Dawn Mates, and we've been able to negotiate a debate for that next Thursday. So I'm really excited they arrive at 1 o'clock. It's an absolute privilege as tangata whenua to be asked to do that. We today will be bringing questions into the House about SNA, and bringing that to highlight, and I guess again show some of the ridiculous ways that our whānau are being treated. In specific, with protection of our whenua and our tikanga, like you were saying, with whānau. And so that's a big deal for us as well. We have been discussing with Dome Valley and making sure that our whānau are getting support there. There's a lot going on. And so, yes, we see all these six locations of interest. But, the reality is our whānau are so embattled in kaupapa, but to protect themselves too. So so it's going to be really a week of tautoko, using the House to debate, and then, to be really honest, getting back home, we've got Te Rao Māori Pōmari this weekend, and then the apologies and tamaki makaurau for our tangata moana, or our Polynesian Panthers for the Dawn Raid. So big week.
Many people find apologies really important, and we look at our treaty settlement scene, and it's the apology from the Crown to the injustices meted out centuries ago that sits high on a list of priorities for our Pacifica peoples and the Dawn Raids, etc. Again, we're getting an apology. It feels at times that successive governments are apologists. But you're receiving a petition today, and we'll put forward those thoughts through the House. How did that come to be? What do you read into the way that those who are highlighting the issues of the Dawn Raids in preparation for Saturday's formal apology, that they have singled out you as a Māori Member of Parliament, and perhaps others, to receive their tono of their petition?
First of all, I think there has been hard work, and our whanaunga have never let it drop. I think it's come to manifest with an apology, and the fact that we have a government that's prepared to accept that. We have 50 years of an anniversary, so they've probably wanted to make that a momentous time. But I think, I'm not sure, I think I got asked because I'm a whaia, and tangata whenua, tamatoa stood beside our tangata moana. I have four of my six mokopuna share tangata moana wakapapa, and I think that it was probably about just reaching out maybe to a whaia that could bring about what it is that we really are as Aotearoa, is we're all fighting to have our history recognised. We were raided in Taranaki and Pakakuhi and Pariaka. Maybe there's some affinity and empathy with each other. We know what that's like. But I was just so really humbled and honoured to be able to receive them and then go back to the House to push for them to be able to have the debate, and to be really honest, it was supported by every party. So it's been it's history that we've got to keep reminding ourselves of, is that Indigenous people throughout the world have been experienced some horrific times, and this is part of what makes it Aotearoa, and there's a lot to be regained by telling our stories, and it's been absolute privilege to be able to assist our tangata moana, and I don't know if you've been to any of the kaupapa, but I've got my four mokopuna watching it, and they are just in awe of what it is that they had to do, what a lot of our warriors had to do to be able to bring to light our fight, our issues, the racism that we had to contend with, and sadly still do today, but are able to be a lot more open about it.